I guess we're all awake after that. There are some joys and concerns in our book today. Joys are for David Furness, who celebrated a birthday this past week, and Jared Sands celebrated his 19th birthday yesterday. We have some concerns. Dennis Canfield passed away on Friday night. We keep his wife Betty, his four children, and his grandchildren in our prayers. The family is still gathering details with regards to a service, but it will be held here at St. John's in the days ahead. We will be sure to get those details to you when we have them. We keep John Lose, brother of Liz Vanderburg, in our prayers following a fall on Thursday. He is on the mend with no serious injuries, but still in need of healing prayers. And Judy Haggis is in Lansdale Hospital after a fall and dealing with many health concerns. Prayers for healing, comfort, and peace for her. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, listen to our prayers as we try to live the life you would have us live. In today's society, we are distracted, just like Martha, to get everything done. The house needs cleaning. There's food to shop for and prepare. The kids have so many activities of their own for us to hurry and get them to. All of this needs to be done after working at our jobs all day. Eating is on the run. When was the last time we enjoyed a family meal together and just talked? We come to church on Sunday, but leave and continue with our busy lives. Help us take time to relax and listen to you as Mary did, and not feel guilty that we could or should be doing something else. Help us celebrate with David and Jared as they celebrate birthdays. Let us pray for Betty and their family as we share in their loss. And let us give healing prayers for John and Judy as they recover. Let us reflect on our own prayers. Thank you, God, for hearing our prayers. Amen.
Hopefully you had a chance to place your offering in the plates on your way in. If you did not get a chance to do that, do not worry. You're welcome to come forward after the service and place it in the plates once they are up front. But in the meantime, I'm going to invite us to stand as we join in singing our doxology as our offering is brought forward and we offer it up to God together. Loving God, we give you thanks for hearts and hands gathered and for all that has been shared this day. The gifts that we offer up now are concrete, tangible commitments to doing your work in the world and investments in being your disciples and being the church. We ask now that you bless these gifts with your Spirit. May we use them in ways that honor you, that care for your people and your creation, and most importantly, that share your love. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. As you enter into the world this day and the remainder of this week, my prayer is that you draw close to Christ. And whether he is calling you to go and do or to stay and be, may you know that the love of God surrounds you, the peace of God enfolds you, and the power of God protects you this day and every day. Amen.